This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. So in the first part of this video series, we were talking about how to deal with burnout, right, when studying Islam. That many of us, we start studying Islam, we have this enthusiasm, we really want to do it, but then somewhere down the line, we start to give up. Somewhere down the line, we just lose our energy. We lose that zeal that we had in the start. And you know, the question is, how do we get that back? How do we keep going through the difficult times? Now, what I want to mention in this video is, firstly, it is perfectly normal, perfectly human to feel like that when chasing any goal, when pursuing any task that is worth your time. You are going to go through stages where you are zealous and when you're passionate and when you're enthusiastic, and you're going to go through stages where you feel like giving up, where you are feeling weak, where you feel like you're not worthy. This is perfectly human, right? Don't hate yourself for it. Don't make this feeling a basis for your judgment of whether you are going to do it or not. Rather, find ways to cope with it and to overcome it. So in the first episode, we looked at the idea of making sure you have high goals. In this episode, I'm going to talk about something else, very close to having high goals, which is to make sure that these goals and your studies are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so one of the primary reasons that we should be studying Islam, if not the most important reason that we should be studying Islam, is to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want you to think about this. Studying Islam is considered an act of worship, an act of ibadah. On the same way that doing dawah or praying your salah or giving charity is considered an act of worship. Which means that every moment spent studying Islam for the sake of Allah, it becomes a good deed on your scale of good deeds. So when you go into a difficult time and you don't feel like studying and you feel like giving up, but if during that time you keep studying for the sake of Allah, you keep working hard for the sake of Allah, you keep pushing yourself forward for the sake of Allah, you're going to be rewarded for each step. And the reward doesn't stop there. One of the primary reasons why I didn't give up on my Islamic studies was that I was reminded by a very close teacher of mine that once you graduate and you start teaching people Islam, then anybody whose life you are able to influence or have an impact on, any such person, you will get the reward of their good deeds. So if you go on to become an influential teacher and have influence on the lives of thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people, all of that reward goes onto your scale of deeds. Where else are we going to get the opportunity to earn rewards like that? You know, and just knowing that that's the rewards for studying Islam and teaching it, it's that powerful, it's that high in the scale on the last day, that alone should serve as motivation. That yes, times will get tough. Yes, we will go through stages where we feel like giving up, but we're doing it for a higher purpose. We have higher goals, and all of these goals are for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so in the first video, we said that you should have high goals. But in the second video, I'd like to remind you of even greater than that, these high goals should be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There should be ikhlas and niyyah involved. That everything we do, every goal we strive towards, everything that we work towards should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is the second point in the series on how to deal with student burnout, and that is to have high goals and to work towards them, and to do that for the sake of Allah, and to always maintain that ikhlas, that every time we study, we are studying for the sake of Allah, and we are studying as an act of ibadah, so that it will count on our scale of good deeds on the last day. So that's the end of part two. Inshallah, in part three, I'm going to talk about another way that helped me and helped many other people deal with burnout. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.